The Oracle, is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello, welcome to another exciting moment of investment education, information, analysis, and I'm Abayomi Obabolujo. Today, we're going to be bringing to you fresh information. Apparently, some of you would probably have known about this, but when we get to talk about it, it only goes to add to what you have always known. But it might also be coming as fresh information, education to some. At that, you've got to be extremely attentive. I've got complete house today. Malam Garba Kurfi is in the house early. And then our friend Aruna Kibira is also in the house. Malam Garba Kurfi is the Managing Director of APT Securities and Funds Limited. Member, Nigerian Stock Exchange. Malam, you're welcome.
I'm happy to be with you.
And then our friend Aruna Kibira, he also is the Managing Director, Chief Executive Officer, Global View Capital Limited. Also, member, Nigerian Stock Exchange.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, let's quickly go through what we really have for you today. There are quite much, and I hope time will permit us to cover all. Well, I'm very sure you will have heard that MTN and Airtel Africa obtained already CBN's approval in principle to launch payment services in Nigeria. In the case of MTN Nigeria Communications PLC, it announced that it has obtained an approval in principle, AIP, from the Central Bank of Nigeria to launch its proposed Momo Payment Service Bank Limited. Airtel Africa, on the other hand, also announced that it has obtained an approval in principle also to launch its payment service arm in Nigeria known as Smart Cash Payment Service Bank Limited. The two of them, frontline telecommunication outfit in Nigeria, are proposing to establish a bank. Though we know that these are approvals in principle, Aruna, I start from you. But are these two telecommunication giants establishing a form of banks, or what are they saying?
Yeah, it's going to be a form of bank, but I think the idea behind it is that CBN wanted to carry banking services to beyond the reach of the commercial banks to get to the root, especially to increase a financial inclusion drive by the CBN.
Mala, if this is so, how will their entry into the financial market affect existing banks in
India? I think it is totally going to change the banking services. You remember, in the 80s and 90s, you have to walk into the banks for anything. It was in the 2000 banks start walking into the company looking for you to even offer you a credit.
Yeah.
Now it go beyond that. With this fintechs, today, no doubt that we have over 160 active lines across the nation. Our total banking active account, they are not more than 40 million. That is just cover 20%. Well, the telecom cover more than 60%. And this is where we want to go. People in the village, they can have access, you can reach them. And therefore, we don't want to only reach them on token. We also want to reach them in cash. Yes, by this approval in principle, it means that the telecom services, wherever they can reach you, they can also deliver your money.
Malam, I want to put the next question to you. With this competition, we know the capacity of these telecommunication organizations. What happened to our investments in bank stocks on the floors of the NGX?
It's just a challenge to the banking sector that they have to wake up. They were all after COT charges, bank charges. No, go and do. Everybody know that banks make money by lending. So go for lending. Telecom, they are not going to lend anything. They are just extending the money. There is a lot of cash in the hand of people.
Aruna,
and telecom will make it easier Aruna, to exchange.
Let me ask you one funny question here. Apparently, I saw the prices of MTN and that of Airtel growing last week. As a matter of fact, they appeared within the first 10 highest percentage gainers on the floors of the NGX last week. Now, Will that be in response to this news that they are coming up with their own banks?
It definitely was it, because it is believed that by the time they begin to assess this grassroots, they believe that it's going to add both to their top line and their bottom line. The market solve value in what they are going to do. When you say approval in principle, we all know that they are almost there. They believe that by the time these banks are actually come to be, there's no way that will not affect their bottom line.
Madam, let me put this question to you. As an investment strategy, you see, at any point in time, there will always be options when it comes to equity selection, where to invest and where not to invest. Now, with this, which of these groups will you say will be more attractive? Do I sell my traditional bank stocks, put the money in MTN, though their prices are relatively higher, and Airtel, or I remain the way I am?
No, you cannot change banking with the telecom. But for sure, the telecom, they are going to have more value by 2022. And we are very delighted with what CBN did. And we hope CBN will restrict it to only those telecom that are quoted. Those telecom that are not quoted,
should
let
not
them
be
go.
Considered.
Yes, now, because when you are quoted, you are for all.
Mala, you are a diehard capital.
Yes, we want it. So those who are not quoted, let them not get AIB.
You are saying quoted, this, but some of those companies that are quoted are getting delisted. So what are we talking about?
Look, the question is that those who get delisted, if we change our rules, they will get listed back.
All right, let's go to the next. Naira gains at official and parallel market. The exchange rate between the Naira and the US dollar got to about 414.73 Naira against a dollar last week. The Naira also gained at the parallel market. I mean, the parallel market, people from the village of Malam that we see all around Malam. All right, touching around 535. I am in manufacturing. I import items. And I've done exchange at about 580 or even more in the course of this year. Now seeing it at about 535 Naira. The Naira was seen, I've said that. Okay, now I put the question to you, Aruna, around economics. What are the notable factors in support of the Naira such that the rate would just begin to improve in the market?
I think what happened last week, let me explain it. You know, when there is a glut in demand, and it is bound to be increased in price. Yeah. I think what happened was that there was a CBN intervention. They make dollar available, and that was what corrected the pricing of the market.
Is it sustainable?
It depends. If will they also intervene next week? Will they also intervene the upper week? I think what they discovered that the Naira was, the rate the Naira was exchanging for dollar was getting high. So all they do was to bring in more dollars to crash the price.
Okay,
but don't forget, this is end of the year.
Yes.
A lot of Nigerians in the diaspora, they are sending their dollars because they are all in preparation for the end of celebration and Christmas, New Year. All these are what Africans value, Nigerians in particular.
So you expect this
so
to be sustained?
More inflow from the diaspora, and this will, with the increase of the price of the crude oil, it shows that the dollar is not likely going to go up. So those who are for speculative, they have no reason then to start selling. A lot of people accumulated dollar in speculation of the price to hit 600 Naira. Now it's not going there. The rest is they start selling because they know from now to early January, the price will continue going down.
Now, Malam, if that is the case, what is the likely impact or effect of this on the stock market?
It's very certain. Once there is more dollar, what it means that for those who want to get exit, they can sell and get their dollar take out. But I will see more inflow because of this expectation of the year result. Remember, most of our company declare their 12-month result by January. And by March, you wait for your dividend. So the right investors will start taking position now. So I see more inflow even from the foreign investors' portfolio, and therefore there is likely going to have a wash of dollars, and the likely price of Naira will rise much better from now to January.
And when the price of Naira improves against the dollar, are you saying that it makes equity investment profitable or not?
It depends. It makes some time because when there is demand of the product, the price goes up. And don't forget that we have a lot of portfolio that even by the undertaking, they have to acquire some of the emerging stock to balance their portfolio before the end of the year. because there is an undertaking. Certain percentage should be for this emerging market, certain percentage should be for frontier market. If you don't have that position, you have to bring more dollars, buy more to balance your portfolio. So those corrections are likely going to happen, and all this for the advantage of the market.
Now, Aruna, we know that, like I just said, I'm in manufacturing. I bring in goods, and I use some of those raw materials that are not manufactured here. So the market price of dollar actually has a lot of impact. If this is sustained, what industry do you think I should strategically position in the market?
You have just said it is first of all hit the manufacturing sector. At least it will help to bring a cost
down.
Down.
All right. Moody's downgrades Dangote cement ratings to B2. Outlook negative. Now listen to me. They say, according to Moody, Moody is a rating agency. In Nigeria, I can remember of only one, but they Augusto. Right? Maybe there are others I really cannot remember, but I know of Augusto. First, Mala, you are a chartered accountant, and I know you are closer to the industry. First, what is the significance of rating? Who is Moody?
Moody is an international agency that all foreign investors never doubt their ratings. Augusto is more of the local rating agency. So they need Moody rating agency to believe whatever our local agency rating is going to do. Mm. So foreign investors, they value it very much. And not only that one, even the global investors like World Bank, they all look into this rating before lending into this. Don't forget that Dangote Cement is an industry that indicated that in the very near future will be launching a London Stock Exchange. So they need this rating very high. And for downgrading their rating, I trust Alhaji. He will go and look and see that whatever it needs to do, he will do it to make sure that before the end of the year, all these ratings are at least back to where they were before or even gaining more. Because there is no reason for this. Cement demand is beyond their capacity.
I'll tell you.
There is cash. Yes. There is cash.
As a matter of fact, the product
anytime
is cash.
As they produce, they will get the buyer.
Yes.
So there is no reason for this. You don't have bad debt. And the demand is beyond your capacity, and there is a market for you, both local and internationally. So why is the rating coming down? I believe he will look into it and did. And don't forget that because of excess cash he has already declared that he's going to buy back. And this stock, I believe whatever the price is today, the price will change by the end of the year because he will buy more of it. Last year, he bought a lot of it, and now he won't buy more of it. And don't forget that anytime he buys these shares, he cancels them. What means the existing one that you decided to hold, the value goes up. Last year, all the trading closed around 240, 245. Today, we are talking of 280. And what it means that by the end of the year, it can hit 300 naira. I believe you. This is a stock that is just a matter of time. I don't be surprised if we start pricing Dangote per $1.
Aruna. Now, with what Malam has said, are you queuing behind him that I should go and buy Dangote Cement?
No, I believe that Dangote Cement will do better, but what we should look at is that Moody have their own modalities. They have what they are looking for. I think this downgrade was because of the increase in dollar Dangote Cement company capital structure. And what is also discovered that is increasing their currency risk because their cash flow are generated in Naira. That is just the reason. It's not that because they did not talk anything about the cement business, which is key. They just feel that because they are increasing their dollar constituent of their capital, they might be risk, currency risk.
Which means it's not really
it's not a big deal. I believe that he said that by the time Alhaji look into it and put it in proper perspective, and we may not see Dangote where we are seeing it. Like it's due to it, I think it's actually have the ability of get it to 300.
Right, but our time is fast, man. And that is how we round off. Malam, very big thank you to you. Aruna, very big thank you to you. Until next time, when I come your way again, I'm yours sincerely. In wealth creation, in circulation and preservation, Abayomi Obabunjo. God bless you. Enjoy your week.